Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Cannabis Insider. If you're a regular, you know the drill. If it's your first time here, I'm Pato Little, and I'm usually joined by my very talented co-hosts, but I'll be your solo host today. And but anyway, we are in for a very special treat because we have a special guest. We have Michael Wang today. He's the CEO of iSpire Technologies, which, as you may know, is a leading innovator in the vaping technology. And we'll be discussing their recent earnings report, new partnerships, and the future of vaping. So let's get into it. Hello, Michael. Welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Oh, wonderful. How are you? Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you here and to hear about the updates and news we always have from iSpire. So to kick things off, and maybe for those who may not know you already, can you start by giving us a brief introduction to iSpire Technology and its mission in the vaping, in the cannabis and the vaping industries?
Certainly. iSpire Technology is one and only NASDAQ-listed American vaping companies out there. And we had a history really tracing back to 2009 when we introduced the world's first commercially available e-cigarette. And since then, we have been a major innovation force and driving the whole industry throughout the decade. But specifically related to cannabis industry, we currently are one of the leading providers of advanced vaping devices to the cannabis industry. And we came to the industry about 3.5 years ago. Very quickly did we become one of the top four players in the space.
I love that overview, and I think you highlighted very well the reasons why we always like to have you here. Again, it's always wonderful to have the industry pioneers giving us their vision on the industry. So I was reading through your earnings report, really good numbers, and I was actually impressed by the level of revenue, of the increase in the revenue. So I wanted to ask you if you could provide us an overview of iSpire's first quarter financial results and maybe the key factors driving revenue growth.
Yes, indeed. Our cannabis-related hardware sales went up by 57% over the same period of last year. That was indeed very healthy and exciting for us. As far as what drove this growth, it really came down to the very fundamentals of why we are here. When we came to the market 3.5 years ago, we said we are coming here to solve pain points for consumers and brands and operators alike. And that had been our mission. And we came to the market with essentially the market's first low temperature vaping devices. And that transformed the consumer experience. And we continued to embark on that journey. And we continue to introduce new products. I think what really transformed the industry and our business was last year when we launched the so-called self-sealing iSpire One devices along with the filling machines. That has quickly become a leading technology platform because it solves brands and operators operating efficiency issues, leaking issues, and performance issues for the device. So that's why, Pato, recently we announced that we signed Acreage Holdings as one of our new customers. This is mainly because of our iSpire One technology and its advantages. I'm certain more news will come in the coming quarters.
I appreciate that very detailed explanation. And I'm going to jump to partnerships in a minute. But before that, I wanted to ask you because despite revenue increase, Ispire also reported an increase in operating expenses this quarter. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, what strategies are you implementing to steer the companies toward profitability?
This is really attributed to two key drivers. Number one, we are expanding our Malaysian manufacturing operation. We talked about this previously regarding the advantages of a Malaysian operation. Partially, it will increase gross margin for us. Partially, it will minimize or essentially eliminate some of the geopolitical related risks associated with the US and China relationship there. So having Malaysia as an independent, neutral place for our manufacturing operation, it will really achieve both benefits there. And the second key driver is our recently announced joint venture with BearFi and Camular. BearFi is a leading innovator in the blockchain space, authentication space, and Camular is one of the leading expertise, I would say, in the whole FDA-related sphere. So having blockchain-based technology, having Ispire knowledge and experience in the vaping and cannabis space and e-cig space, and Camular's regulatory expertise, we are developing a so-called point of use age verification technology. As
Wow.
you know, that's significant because historically, age verification always happened at the point of
Right.
sales. Yeah, but that doesn't guarantee minors would not get their hands on the products. So we are introducing a very reliable point of use age verification technology. Not only do we plan on using that technology for the large, enormous e-cig industry, we also are looking at using age verification for cannabis industry because cannabis industry, as you know, faces the same challenge of protecting minors from using cannabis too early in their life, even though cannabis brings such medicinal benefit to people who need it. So we are really excited. Those two factors, in a way, drove up the operating expenses, along with a couple other things like employee stock option related expenses. Even though they are not cash expenses, they still account for expenses overall.
A super insightful answer. Thank you very much. And I briefly mentioned your partnerships or joint ventures with BearFi and Camular, which was one of my questions. So thank you for answering that. But I want to, I mean, maybe going out of the earnings report a little bit, if you could elaborate a little bit on the Acreage Holdings partnership and maybe how that collaboration aligns with the long-term or strategic goals from Ispire.
The reason we brought Ispire One technology to the industry was and is aimed at helping operators and brands with their internal operating efficiency, reducing operating costs, labor costs. That's a key. With our Ispire One technology, we have automated filling equipment. So operators' efficiency essentially will be tripled, doubled, tripled from that point of view. And as you know, in such a competitive industry, cash flow is a big challenge for all players and even cash per se. So any way that we can help them reduce their expenses would be great news to the operators. Not to mention the Ispire One technology also eliminate the leaky devices because all the devices, yeah, all the devices are pre-sealed from the factory, versus the current way of operating filling devices in the whole industry. Currently, if you go into any brand operator's production facility, you will see the same mechanism or same method, that is filling the device and then putting the mouthpiece on and caps the device. It's a two-step process. Not only does it involve a great deal of labor cost, more importantly, it introduces a great deal of inconsistency in the quality, because humans are humans. We all make errors and mistakes. But when the device is already pre-sealed in the manufacturing process and pressure tested, we know the devices will not leak. And brands tested our technology, they confirm the same thing. It doesn't leak. For the vaping industry, especially for cannabis, leaking,
That's huge.
yeah, leaking is a big challenge facing everybody. So certainly that helps Acreage and other customers. And on the other hand, through the collaboration and the partnership, we will certainly design very custom devices for our brand partners like Acreage. We are certainly going to be integral part of their go forward plan, and we know we can do it. We prove we could do it.
Thank you very much for that. And I was also curious about how does this age verification technology work? Because we know, I mean, at the store point, you have someone that asks you for your ID, but how does this technology can verify someone's age before consuming the product?
At the core of it, Pato, basically, it is a technology that involves blockchain-based chips that basically protects the users' private data. As you know, without a blockchain, no matter how sophisticated your system is, your data protection mechanism is, hackers could always hack your system and steal your data. But with blockchain technology, it created this layer for protection and safety. And that combined with the Bluetooth technology that will build into the e-cig device and vaping device. So simply put, when the consumer gets a device, they have to go through a quick age verification process. Granted, from user experience point of view, it may impose a little inconvenience at the beginning, but once you get your age verified, the next second use, third use, and future uses will be just as simple as today. But it's that small step that will essentially
Yeah,
verify,
makes a
number
big impact.
one, you are indeed who you are, meaning you have to verify through your ID cards, including driver's license or passport. And it will actually validate your facial image against the ID card to make sure that's indeed who you say you are. And once age is verified, identification is verified, the device will be powered on. And it will be powered on only while you use it. After you are done with using it, it's powered off. Next time, only when you pick it up would it power on. And no other people's hand, our face would trigger it.
Wow, sounds futuristic, but yeah, it's happening right now. And I think, I mean, it really has a very important role. I mean, age verification at this stage of the industry, where the industry needs to do things right in order to give the right image, in order to normalize cannabis and its uses. I think that makes highlights the usefulness and the importance of that technology. So thank you, Michael, for elaborating on that, and also maybe staying on that part of the conversation around the point where we are right now in the industry. I wanted to ask you about cannabis rescheduling, because I know you mentioned recently that rescheduling could significantly impact the vaping industry. So in what ways do you think the recategorization of cannabis may affect iSpire and maybe the broader market too?
This is obviously a topic everybody is paying attention to right now. As you know, the whole industry is watching this rescheduling closely. I think by and large, the whole industry is truly looking forward to it, because it will mark the first step toward other, let's just say, openness, including banking services, including in the future years, interstate commerce. So everybody is watching this rescheduling really carefully. However, I think as an industry, probably the most important benefit this would eventually bring is the elimination of the 280E tax code. As we all know, 280E has been handcuffed to this industry, and resulting in even more challenging financial environment for everybody to operate in. When banking services are not available, and then on top of that, the high taxation from 280E. So I think the whole industry would certainly be joyful looking at this next few months and hoping 280E would disappear as a part of this. I think that's one thing. Second thing is, I would say, with rescheduling, it will make cannabis product legal. However, that also means it will be like other Schedule III drugs and substance that will be regulated by the FDA. So I think that's really good news for consumers, because right now, by each state regulating the cannabis industry, the standard varies from state to state. And honestly, the compliance side has a very varying level of quality and sophistication from one state to another. So it would be great to have a nationwide standard on safety, because bottom line is, it's all about protecting consumers, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's protecting minors, or protecting adult users, it's all about safety. So from that point of view, having it rescheduled and then having FDA's involvement, certainly I believe will bring some safety benefit to the whole industry.
I couldn't agree more. And for my next question, I maybe staying on a similar side, kind of watching what's going on in the industry right now and what may be the most immediate consequences of these changes that are going on. And also involved with innovation, which is it plays a central role for iSpire. I wanted to ask you that, considering the global handheld cannabis vaporizer market is set to grow, some say over 10% in the next 5 years, and also being the vaping sector one of the most competitive ones, I wanted to ask you how is iSpire positioning itself to capture its part its share of this market?
Yeah, Pato, that's one key advantage about having our business not only in the cannabis vaping space, but also having our business in the global e-cigarette space. Right. So yeah, on one hand, it's almost a risk mitigation business model. While the cannabis industry has challenges with, say, payment, with the cash flow, while it's growing so fast, the e-cig industry has way better payment schedule and much uh-huh. better financial services from institutional investors. So we are certainly mindful of the challenges facing the vaping industry, even though we know cannabis vaping will become the number one way of using cannabis for consumers. Within the next 2 to 3 years, it will surpass flower sales. So that's a great trend because we all know vaping has one key advantage over smoking the flowers, in that you prevent combustible material from getting into your body, which is super important from carcinogen point of view. We don't want carcinogens from combustion to get in our body. So that's why we strongly believe using a vape would be a safer way than using combustible material. So from that point of view, we will continue to innovate. We'll continue to introduce new technology, not only to make it the product safer to consumers, but once again, we really are aiming at making the production manufacturing process for cannabis vaping more automated, because as we all know, the one inevitable outcome from federal legalization or rescheduling would be the consolidation of the industry. By each state regulating its own market, it creates certainly a large number of players and brands. But when we get cannabis legalized, even to some degree at a federal level, there will be national players. There certainly will be a significant consolidation. When consolidation happens, as we all know, volume production and operating efficiency would become even more important. So we want to stay in the forefront of that new and inevitable outcome.
That's a very, very interesting perspective. And I just also wanted to highlight that I'm also a harm reduction advocate, and I think it's very important to highlight the role of trying to avoid combustion in this growing industry, with more consumers getting inside the industry every day. So it's a crucial role to add technology to that more safer to that safer practice. And also, as a Dynavap user, I tried a couple of times the Icebar one, and it's really an excellent product to use Dynavap with. Final question from me, Michael. Thank you again for your time here. Can you share any upcoming product launches or technological advancements you wanna share or you are excited about?
Yeah, I would say the most exciting thing for us, and I believe for the whole industry, is really the ease of use age verification technology. That is going to be tremendous. And the other key product we are excited to continue to push is we are pushing Icebar One technology to the next level. Through our automation for the filling process, we are further enhancing that technology by producing more, I would say, volume-driven technology. Like I said, to prepare for large operators and industry consolidation, we want to design the equipment more like assembly line type of operation rather than one off, one at a time sort of operation.
Right.
So I think the introduction of such technology is timely, especially given what's going on the regulation side.
Absolutely. Michael, I think this is a great point to leave us on. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights on Icebar and the exciting developments in the vaping and cannabis industries. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me again.
Until next time. And there you have it, folks. Another fantastic episode of Cannabis Insider in the books. I want to give a huge thank you to Michael Wang for joining us today and for sharing his expertise and Icebar's role in the vaping industry and the cannabis industry. So Again, huge episode with lots of updates about their earnings and about their new technology. And to all our listeners there, to all our viewers there, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay connected with us on all our social media, to check Benzinga.com on our upcoming events, especially the Chicago Cannabis Conference, which you don't want to miss. And until we see you again, stay knowledgeable, stay green, and catch you next time. We'll be right back.